This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Forecasters say the Denver Metro is heading into a stretch of unseasonably warm and dry weather to start the week, with fire danger rising midweek. Maggie Eidecker is with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
Highs will be about 20 degrees above normal Tuesday and Wednesday, so we're looking at temperatures in the high 70s to low 80s. We're also looking at some critical fire weather conditions starting Wednesday and possibly even Thursday.
Wind gusts in the Denver area could reach up to 35 miles per hour tomorrow, with gusts as high as 45 miles per hour on the eastern plains. A coalition of environmental groups is suing the Environmental Protection Agency, saying it's failing to enforce standards for soot pollution, a big problem in the West. Caleb Radel reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Soot pollution, or fine particulate matter, can lodge deep in the lungs and bloodstream. It's linked to asthma, heart disease, and premature death. Last year, the EPA tightened national limits on the pollutant. But environmental groups say the agency missed a key deadline earlier this year, one that identifies areas of the country not meeting the standard. Now, the Center for Biological Diversity is asking a federal court to force the EPA to act. Ryan Mahar is an attorney with the group.
So delay at the designation step means delay in cleanup plans and delay in relief for people suffering from unhealthy levels of pollution.
The implications stretch across our region, where wildfire smoke, winter inversions, and industrial pollution already strain air quality. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
It's just about 6:06. This is CPR News.